today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Tes, the last daf of the fourth parak of Maseches Nida. We left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss the difference between the chazaka that a woman has b'yemei Nidasa and b'yemei Zivasa. When we assume she has a Cheskas Tara and when do we assume she has a Cheskas Tuma. The Gemara is going to discuss what it means that a Zava is Becheskas Tara. We're going to have four different explanations of what that might mean, that a Zava is assumed to be Becheskas Tahara. And then the Gemara is going to go on to discuss the Inyan of being Koveya Aveses during Yemei Zivasa, whether that's possible for a woman to have a Veses Kavua that happens during the Yemei Zivasa. And the assumption seems to be that Yemei Ziva is really an anomaly. Not the Yemei Ziva, but seeing Dam during the Yemei Ziva is really an anomaly. That's not what's expected to happen. She's supposed to see Dam during the Yemei Nida. Ziva is unusual. So can she have a Veses? The whole idea of a Veses is that there's an established pattern, that this is what she's expected to see. So can you have a Kavias Veses be a Mezivasa, or is that a Stira Mineu Bey? So that's going to be the last thing that brings us all the way, Bezrus Hashem, to the end of the Perek. So let's begin at the Mishnah, just to remind ourselves again. I think we've discussed the Machlokas a few times, but there's a fundamental Machlokas Rishonim about it. Oh, today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So I think we've gone through a few times the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about how we cheshbin the Yemei Nida versus Yemei Ziva, but it bears some repeating because it's very nogea to what we're about to learn. And we keep referring to the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida. So we know that when a woman sees Dam Nida, so she's Tameh for 7 days. The assumption is whether she bleeds for all 7 days or whether she bleeds for just one day, she's tummy for all 7 days. Those are the Yemei Nida. What follows is 11 days, Shebein Nida Lenida, the Yud Aleph Yom, Shebein Nida Lenida, which we refer to as the Yemei Ziva. During the Yemei Ziva, she's eligible to become a Zava Katana if she sees for 1 day or 2 days, or a Zava Gadola if she sees for 3 days. The Rambam understands in the sixth paragraph of Chassisu Rabia that the way the Cheshbon, the Yemei Nida versus Yemei Ziva, is every woman has to go back to the very first time she saw Dam, or the very first time at least she was Kaveh Aveses, and that first time that she saw Dam made her a Nida, and then for the rest of her life, she goes back and forth, 7 days followed by 11 days, followed by 7 days, followed by 11 days, regardless of what her body is actually doing, regardless of how many times she's seeing Dam, and when she's seeing Dam, she's on a 7-11 cycle for the rest of her life. However, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that Yemei Ziva only end once she becomes Tahar from whatever Ziva, meaning if she sees on one of the Yemei Ziva, let's say she sees for 3 consecutive days during the Yemei Ziva, so now she becomes a Zava Gadola, which requires Shiva Nakim. She's going to need 7 clean days. So long as she hasn't finished her 7 clean days, she does not go back Liyamei Nidasa. And the Yemei Nida also, according to the Rambam, as soon as the Achadasar Yom of Ziva are over, she begins to count the 7 days of Nida. Says the Ramban, no, the Yemei Nida start when she bleeds again. Meaning it could go for a while till she bleeds again. She could have her 7 days of Nida, then 11 days of Ziva where nothing happens, then another 2 weeks where nothing happens. The next time she bleeds, says the Ramban, that's when she becomes a Nida. So that is the fundamental machlokas Rambam Ramban about Yemei Nida Yemei Ziva. There is a discussion in the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Kuf Pei Gimel. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Rambam Ramban? It's totally irrelevant la halacha who we paskin like, because we always treat everybody like a Zava Gadola. Once we have the Chumra of Rabbi Zeira, the Penos Yisrael, the Chmir al Atzman, Shafil Rose Tipasam Kachardel, that they observe Shiva Nakim, that even just a tiny drop of blood at any time for 1 day, without even bleeding for 3 straight days, they always require Shiva Nakim, so it's totally irrelevant. Whether we paskin like the Rambam Ramban, it seems that the Levush may have paskin like the Rambam, which upset the Shachal. A lot, that how could it be that the Levush paskin this way? And there's a whole discussion whether he actually did paskin that way, a big discussion in the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, but it's really totally, for us, it's totally irrelevant. So anyway, so these are Yemei Nida. Sometimes a woman sees during Yemei Nida, sometimes she doesn't, but they're still called Yemei Nida, and Yemei Ziva also, regardless of whether she sees or not. And there are a number of differences between Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva, some of which will emerge in this sugya. The Ramban ala Torah seems to understand that the idea of ziva is, for a woman, very similar to what it is for a man, in the sense that it's an unnatural occurrence, it's a disease, it's not a natural process of the body. Nida is a natural process of the body. L'chora, that is Ramban l'shita. So, if you say like the Rambam, that her whole life, she's on a 7-11 cycle, 7-11 cycle, how can you say that whenever she bleeds during the May Ziva, it's some sort of disease that's unexpected, and that an average woman does not have an 18-day cycle, an average woman has a 30-day cycle. So obviously there are going to be many times in her life where she bleeds during the May Ziva, and that's just a regular period. But if you say like the Ramban, that the 11 days of May Ziva are simply when she finishes the 7 days after getting her period, then the next 11 days, that would be highly unusual for a woman to bleed during the next 11 days. And that, so according to the Ramban, you understand that this is some sort of disease that's highly unusual. It's just that unlike by a man, where you can tell whether it's ziva or something else by the color and the consistency of what emerges from his body, by a woman, you cannot. By a woman, you can't tell whether it's nida or ziva by the color and consistency of what emerges from her body, because it's blood and from the uterus in both instances. Physiologically, it looks like the same thing that's happening. Okay, so our mission is going to explain what the halacha is, b'yimei nida and b'yimei ziva, as far as a woman's cheskas tahara and cheskas tuma. So essentially, there are three categories. There are days that she's becheskas tahara, those are the yimei ziva. There are days that she's becheskas tuma, those are the days that she's already tame and she's waiting to get out of the tuma, like if she's already a zava gadola and she's just waiting to finish the tumor, she's ready as zava katana and she's soferes yom keneged yom. And also you may need that, we're going to see, once shas vesta arrives, once her typical time to see dam arrives, so she's becheskas tuma. And then there are days that she's neither becheskas tara nor becheskas tuma, and that's going to be the yimei nida prior to the shas vesta, prior to the time of her expecting to see dam arriving. So says Misha, kol acharas yom becheskas tahara, the entire 11 days shebein nida lenida, the entire 11 yimei ziva, she's assumed to be becheskas tahara. However, and with this we're going to add in some explanation to the Mishnah, because the Gemara is going to struggle with this line of the Mishnah, so we'll add an explanation according to one of the explanations of the Gemara. We'll add in right now, however, during the 7 days of Nida, she's not Becheskas Tara, and therefore she's going to need to do a Bedika, Shachris V'Arvis, during the 7 days of Nida, if she wants to engage in any Taharos, if she wants to be Osek and Taharos, because, and once we're going to require her to do Bedika for Taharos, we'll require her to do Bedika Labaila as well. Yashva Lavalobatka, so going on that now, if it's Yimei Nida, when she's Becheskas Tuma, and she doesn't do Bedika, Shaga Nensa Hizida Vlobadka, whether it's Beshogig Baonas Bemezid, that she doesn't do a Bedika, Tahora. She's still going to be Torah. She doesn't have to worry that maybe while she wasn't checking, she became Tame and she just didn't realize it. She didn't have a Hargasha, or she didn't realize that she had a Hargasha and she became Tame. No, she can assume that she is Tahora, but L'chadchila, she absolutely is required to do a Bedika. But once the time that she's normally expecting to see dam comes and she doesn't do a bedika, she has to assume that arech bismanoba, that the dam came on the normal time and that she's already tameya. Rameir Omer, Rameir says, the woman who has a vest kavua im haisa b'machave, if she was stuck in a hiding from bandits, the yeshas vest of lobatka, even if her regular time to see dam came and she didn't do a bedika, harezo tahora. Such a woman is going to be tahora. Why? Because we assume that terror, that fear, will cause that the dam will not come. So if she didn't see any dam but she didn't do any bedikas to check, she normally she would have to assume if it's already shas vesta that she's tameya, but not when she was sitting there in fear, when she was terrified. So then the Mishnah says, when we said that the 11 days she's becheskas tara, that's only by a woman who has not yet become tamei. Aval yemei azav va'azava, this the Shiva Nekiyim, that a Zav or a Zava has to count after they already become a Zava Gedola, the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, or even just the one day that you have to be on guard after seeing Dam during the 11 days, being the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, Hare Elu Becheskas Tuma. That's considered to be Becheskas Tuma, and without doing a Bedika, you cannot assume cleanliness, because we already assume that Niftach Ma'ayana, that the, so to speak, the faucet has opened up, that the dam, the source of the dam has opened up. So the Mishnah is really saying Alozu Avzu, that not only is Zav and Azava, who saw dam for three consecutive days, are becheskas tuma, meaning like a zava gadola is becheskas tuma. Even the shomeres yom keneged yom is considered to be becheskas tuma. So the Aruch Nedar points out that's the seder advarim in the Mishnah. It's lozu avzu. Of course, a zava gadola is becheskas tuma. But even a woman who only saw dam one day during the Imei Ziva is also becheskas tuma. Now, l'chora, this it's difficult to understand what exactly the chiddush is. The Aruch Nedar points out that a zava. Shomeres Yom or Becheskas Tuma, it's Mefurish in the Pasuk. Pasuk says V'Safar Lo Shivas Yamim. By Zav it says V'Safar Lo Shivas Yamim L'Tarasau. That in order to leave the Becheskas Tuma, there's like this whole process you have to go through. You have to do a Sfira for 7 days. So obviously, there until they do that Sfira, they're Becheskas Tuma. So the Aruch Nedar says that no, there might have been room to suggest that it's good enough to count 7 days of not having seen any dam without doing anything to verify that you're not seeing dam, meaning a person just said, I didn't see dam for the last 7 days. That's my sfira. But mehechi tesi, that you have to do a bedika. I might think that even if you don't do a bedika, once 7 days pass, you're becheskas tahara. So that's what the Mishnah is being mechadesh, that if she did not do a hefsek tahara, she didn't do a bedika at least rishon shvi, at least day one, day seven, and hefsek tahara, then she's going to be becheskas tameya. That's how the Aruch Nedar understands that this is the requirement that a woman has in order to leave Cheskas Tumah is not just to wait, but it's to do something. It's something much more proactive. So says Rav Lamai Hilchsa, going back to the first halach in the Mishnah, where we said that B'yimei Ziva, she's becheskas tara. That during the Yiral of Yom Shemay Nidal Nidah, she's becheskas tara. So what exactly, what halacha is that cheskas tara negeya to in our Mishnah? So Rabbi Yehuda Lomar she'ena tzricha bedika. It means to say that during that time that she's becheskas tara, she doesn't have to do a bedika every morning and every evening to ensure that she hasn't seen dam. Even if she does want to be engaged in taros, she doesn't want to be involved in taros. Unlike Yemei Nidah, where she's osekas b'taros, she's going to have to be bodek herself Shachris v'arvis, if it's during the Yemei Nidah. That we already learned earlier in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph and the sugi over there. So v'ami d'ktani seifa yashva v'lobotka milchadu l'chadchil l'baya b'dika. But wait a second, how can you say that the first line of the Mishnah says that she doesn't need any b'dikos? The very next words of the Mishnah are, and if she didn't do a b'dika, whether it was b'meiz, b'onas, b'shogeg, don't worry, she's still Torah. That makes it sound like she does have to do a b'dika. So that's why we added that extra phrase in when we were translating the Mishnah. We did it the way I said it is Rav Yehuda's explanation as follows. That Seifa Asa'an li Yemei Nidah. Seifa means just the second line of the Mishnah is talking about Yemei Nidah. V'hachi kamar. The way to read the Mishnah is as follows. Kol achad asar becheskas tara. The entire 11 days of Yemei Ziva, she's becheskas tara, and therefore v'lo baya bedika. She doesn't even need a bedika l'chadchila. Doesn't have to do anything. Aval b'yemei nidasa. And those are the words we're adding in. Aval b'yemei nidasa. But during the days of Nida, baya bedika l'chadchila, she needs a bedika. And then the Mishnah continues. Yashu v'lo barka shiganenza hizida v'lo barka tahora. But if she didn't do a bedika during the Yemei Nida, whether it's b'shogig bonus b'meizid, she's still going to be Torah. But during the Yemei Ziva, she doesn't even need a Bidika L'Chalchila. So, the idea that it's only okay B'diyevet is during the Yemei Nida. So that is Rabbi Yehuda's explanation of our Mishnah. Rav Chista disagrees. When it says Becheskas Tara, it means something else when we say that Izava is Becheskas Tara. That Yemei, not Izava, that a woman during Yemei Ziva is Becheskas Tara. Rav Chista Amar Lo Tzricha Elo L'Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah only needs to tell me that during those 11 days she's becheskas tara, according to Shitas Rav Meir. Damar isha shein levesas asur l'shamesh. Remember, Rav Meir is the one that has that unbelievable chumrah, that a woman who doesn't have a vesas kavua is never allowed to have tashmash amita, which means a woman who doesn't have a set time every single month where she sees dam can't be married. The greatest chumra in the entire Masechta is Shitas Rav Meir. So Hani Mili Bimei Nidasa, that even Rav Meir would only say that she's not allowed to have Tashmish Amita during the Yemei Nida, during times where she's eligible if she sees Dam to become a Nida. Avul Bimei Zivasa Becheskas Tara Kaima. If she had just become a Nida and she just got over her 7 days of Nidos, for the next 11 days she's Becheskas Tara, she's allowed to have Tashmish. Even Rav Meir would say she's allowed to have Tashmish 11 days out of the month. But wait a second, if that's the case, why would Rav Meir say you're not allowed to be married to such a woman? Rav Meir says you have to divorce such a woman and never marry her. If there are 11 days out of the month that you could be with her, why would you have to divorce her? So says Gemara, Dilma Asila Kulkula Bimei Nida. We're afraid that you can come to be Nichshal in the days of that are Ro'i Lenida as well. That the Rav Meir was Choshesh, that she may see Dam Bishas Tashmish, and therefore, just as Gzeira, he made it that such a woman cannot be married. You get the impression that it was a very, very uncommon thing for a woman not to have ves kavua. Otherwise, that seems like a very unreasonable chumra that he's going to say that such women can't get married. Why, even though there are really 11 days that they're strictly speaking allowed to have tashmish because of such a gezeira. Okay, but that's that's how Rav Chista understands what Rav Mishnah is saying, is even the fee shitas Rabbi Meir, that a woman who is ein leveses is not allowed to have tashmish amita, that's only bimei nida, bimei ziva, she is allowed to have tashmish. Says the Gemara, but wait, hamid d'ktani seifa, higia shas vesta velo. How can you say that our Mishnah, the whole din of our Mishnah, is about a woman that doesn't have a Veses? The Mishnah goes on to say that when her Shas Vesta comes and she doesn't do a Bedika, she's Becheskas Temeya. So you see clearly the woman is talking about, the Mishnah is talking about a woman that does have a Veses Kavua. So how could Rav Chista say the Mishnah is talking about a woman that doesn't have a Veses Kavua? So says Umar, Chisur Mechzer Vachiktani. Yeah, you need to add in a little explanation to the Mishnah. As we've said many times, whenever it says Chisur Mechzer Vachiktani, it doesn't mean the Mishnah is actually missing words. It means we understand that the Mishnah was written in shorthand, and there's explanation that you have to add in as you're touching up the Mishnah yourself. That Kol Achad Asar Becheskas Tara. For the entire 11 days of the Yemei Ziva, she's becheskas tara v'shari lebaila, and therefore for those 11 days she's muteris lebaila ubi yimei nida asura, but during the yimei nida she's asura lebaila v'medvar mamurim b'isha shein leveses. But all of that is only if it's a woman that doesn't have a veses kavua. Aval yesh leveses, but if she does have a veses kavua, muteris utzricha bedika, she's going to be muteris lebaila when it's not shas vesta, but she does require a bedika. Yashva v'labadka shiga nensa yizid v'labadka tahara. If during the Yemei Nida, but prior to the Shas Veses, she doesn't do a Bedika, for whatever reason, she still could be assumed to be Tahora. But once he gives Shas Vesta, v'lo batka temeya. Once the time of the Veses actually comes, then, and she didn't do a Bedika, then she has to be presumed to be temeya. So that's the way, again, this is the second approach in how to understand our Mishnah, Rav Chista's approach that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. The first line of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Frek the Gemara, can you really say that? To say for a mayor, Reisha Lav Rav Meir. The Mishnah then continues that Rabbi Meir Omer Imaisa B'Michva V'Yigash Shas V'Labadka Reizu Torah. That if she's terrified and the Shas Veses comes, you assume that Charada Masalekas Asadamin. But that means Rav Meir was only introduced later in the Mishnah. Rav Meir popped up later in the Mishnah. Doesn't that imply that it was not Rav Meir up until that point? Where we didn't mention Rav Meir up until that point. So says Mara Kula Rav Meir. No, you could say the whole Mishnah is going like Rav Meir. V'Achi Kamar Imlo Hais Imlo. The way to understand the Mishnah is all of this is assuming that she was not terrified. That's when we say that if Higia Shas Vesta, she's going to be assumed to be Temeya. But if she was in a state of terror, then you assume that Higia Shas Vesta Vlobadka, that she is in fact Tahora. That's the assumption that Charada is Misalekes Asadam. There's a tshuva in Yehuda Yala where he was asked if we should be mechalik between Charada Haba Bidei Adam and Charada Haba Bidei Shemayim. That means we find such a thing in Hilchus Treifus in Meseches Chulin, that if the lung shrivels because Nivhala Bidei Adam, then it's never going to go back. It's never going to go back to its healthy state. But if it's Samka Machmas Pachad Barakim Ura'amim, Shebidei Shemayim, it's thunder or something, something that caused this terror, then it can go back libriusa. So you see that apparently there's a qualitative difference between the charada that's caused bidei Adam and the charada that's caused bidei Shemayim, and we're willing to even rely on that lahatil. So kol shkein lahachmir, that if the woman is terrified because of something that's bidei Shemayim, maybe she shouldn't be patur from adika, and maybe she should be asura if he giyashas vesta velo batka. So you suggest that we don't find such a chilik in our sugya. That, yeah, you find such a chilik by treifus, but we don't find such a chilik in our sugya. If a woman is terrified for the only chilik you might find is whether it's a sudden charada or an extended charada, meaning it's something that just like frightened her for a moment, or it's like this extended period of fear. Most of the time, charada bidei shemayim is more pit'om. It's more sudden and just for a moment, like a loud clap of thunder or something like that. That is not misalik hasadam. Charada bidei adam, which we're describing, which the Mishnah describes of like she's in hiding because of listim or something like that, that would be misalik as hadamim. So says the Gemara Vayter. Now a third possible explanation of the Mishnah. Rava Amar Lomar she'ina metamez meis la'es, that the Mishnah is just trying to tell us that during those 11 days, it's just that she's not going to be tamei lemafreya. That even though most women, if they see dam, they're not only tamei mikanu lahaba, but any taros they touch in the last 24 hours is also going to become tamei. But b'yimei ziva, we don't say that. B'yimei ziva, we assume she's only tamei mikanu lahaba. So meis ve'as gemara hanida va'azava va'shomeres yom keneged yom va'yoledes kulam metamus meis leis. But don't we have a brisa that tells us that all of these people in nida, azava, shomeres yom keneged yom, yoledes, they're all metamei l'mafreya, 24 hours l'mafreya, that were choshesh, that if they find dam now, that maybe it was already in the kosei beis harechem, or holding it back, but it already left the uterus the previous day. So you see beferish in the brisa that a zava is also metame meisle. So how can you tell me in the Mishnah that be meziva, she's not going to be metame meisle? The only way she becomes the only way a woman can become a zava is if she sees dam be meziva, and we're saying that a zava is metame meisle. So it says martiyufta. Yeah, that's a kasha and rava. There, we can't be miyashiv such a kasha. Then a fourth approach to the Mishnah. Rav Huna bar Chiya Amar Shmuel Lomar Sheinu Kovas Leveses B'Tochi Meizivasa. And this is going to be the focus of the rest of the daf, is this line, that if a woman sees several times during the Yoral of Yom Shebe Nidil Nida, she's not Koveya of Veses. So if she has four Re'ios, and between each one there is 15 days that pass, she's not Koveya of Veses. Even though it's on a set pattern of every 15 days, because many of those Re'ios happen B'yimei Zivasa. And any time there are Re'ios that are B'yimei Zivasa, the reason four Re'ios is because we're talking about a Veses HaFlaga, it takes four Re'ios to establish a Veses HaFlaga. A Veses HaChodesh, you know, where it's a day of the month, you only need three Re'ios. On the fifth day of Nisan, the fifth day of Iyar, the fifth day of Sivan, so that's a Ves HaChodesh. But for Ves HaVlaga, that a woman sees every 27 days, so then you need four Re'ios in order to have three haflagos of 27. So if a woman had four re'ios that were 15 days apart from each other, I'm picking that number because that's the number the Gemara is going to use, that are, even though it's a strange number to use, but it's they're 15 days apart from each other, even though some of those times are obviously b'yimei zivasa, she's not going to be koveya veses because some of those times are b'yimei zivasa. So essentially we have four ways of understanding what our Mishnah means when we say that b'yimei ziva she's b'cheskas tara. Rav Yehuda said that it means she doesn't eat a bedika shach even if she's a sukkah b'taros. Then the next line of the Mishnah was already about yimei nida that does require a bedika. Rav Chista understood that our Mishnah is assuming, like Rav Meir, that any woman that doesn't have a veses is asura labayla. But don't worry, b'yimei ziva she's mutaris labayla. During the 11 days she's mutaris labayla. Rava understood that it's just saying that she's not matame l'mafreya b'yimei zivasa. And Rav Huna Mishmuel understood that no, b'yimei zivasa b'cheskas tara means that she can't be koveya veses b'yimei zivasa, because we can't be expecting a woman to get her period on a regular basis during the yimei during the Yemei Ziva. So says the Gemara, focusing on that last point, that during Yemei Ziva she cannot be Kaveh Aveses, Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmia Li Hashmaita. Rav Yosef says, I never heard from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel this idea that that Rav Huna Bar Chia said in the name of Shmuel. I never heard from Rav Yehuda that a woman is not Kaveh Aveses Bi Yemei Zivasa. Rav Yosef, as we know, became ill toward the end of his life. He forgot his learning. So when he heard something in the name of Shmuel, he said that he never heard it from his own Rebbe, from Rabbi Yehuda, who is a Talmud of Shmuel. And Lechara Shmuel would have taught it to all of his Talmidim. So typically throughout Shas, you always have Abaye reminding Rav Yosef what he actually did hear. So Amalei Abaye, yes, you did hear it, because At Amrit Ne'alan, you're the one that told it to us in the name of Rabbi Domer Shmuel, Va'aha Amritlan. And you said it in the following context, that the Mishnah is going to say later on in the Masechta, toward the very end of the Masechta, that I say, Lemuda Liosroa, Yom Chamisha Asar, that if a woman typically is in the habit of seeing every 15 days, 15 days later, Vishinsa Liomestrim, and then 1 month she sees 20 days later, Zeviza Asurun Lashamesh. She's also Taftash Shamita both on day 15 from her previous Re'ia, because that is her Vesis Kavua. And day 20, because that's when she saw last month. Shinsa Pamayim, if she sees twice on day 20, Liom Esrim, Zevizah Asurin. And still, she hasn't been Oker the Vesis of Chamisha Asar, but she still has to be Choshesh for day 20 as well. So Abaye says, Va'amrit lan Allah, and then you told us, Rabbi Yosef, you told us that Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel lo shanu ele chamisha asar l'tvi lasa. That when we say 15 days later, it doesn't mean 15 days after her last re'iyah, the way we typically count haflagos. It means 15 days after she went to the mikveh from her last re'iyah. When would she have gone to the mikveh? After her 7 days of nida were over. So shehein esrim u'shtayim l're'iyasa. That's 22 days after the yimei, after the last nida was over. Dasim yimei nidasa kaila. And then, such a way, by the time she sees 22 days later, she's back in Yemei Nida, because the Yemei Ziva will only go through day 18. Because if days 1 through 7 are Yemei Nida, days 8 through 18 are Yemei Ziva, so once she hits day 22, she's already back in Yemei Nida. So that's why she has a Vestas Kavua. Aval, Chamisha Asur L'Re'iyasa, but if it was only the 15th day from her Re'iya, Dib Yimei Zivasa Kai, where it's Mamish, right in the middle of the Yimei Ziva, then Lo Kava, then she would never be Koveya Vesas, because you cannot be Koveya Vesas, Yimei Zivasa. So don't tell us, Rav Yosef, that you never heard from Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that a woman cannot be Koveya Vesas, Yimei Zivasa. You told it to us, and that was the context that you told it to us, that when the Mishnah talks about a case of a Vesas for Chamisha Asur Yom, a Vesas Havlaga of 15 days, it doesn't really mean 15, it means 22, it means 15 days after the tevila, and the way you know that is because otherwise it wouldn't actually be a Veses. And this is how you find that that Abaye would always remind Rav Yosef. And in the Sefer Seder Adoros, he writes that Rav Yosef must have been Chavero Shel Abaye Velo Rabo. He must have been a Chaver of Abaye and not really Abaye's Rebbe, because otherwise Abaye would have never said At Amritlanu, At Amartalan, you're the one that told us. He would have said a more of a Lashon of a Kavod by saying it in such a way. He's not talking to him in third person, and he's reminding him in a more in a less respectful way, so it must be an indicator that Rav Yosef was not really his Rebbe. The Achronim point out there's a Gemara in Pesachim that Rav Lazar forgot his learning, and Rabbi Akiva came to remind him of something that he had forgotten, and he didn't say it directly. He said it in a roundabout way so Rabbi Akiva could remind himself. And Rabbi Elchanan says, because it's not the derech of a Talmud Chacham to say to his Rebbe, you forgot what you taught us. And you have a similar such maisa in Avodah Zarah, where Rashi says also it's not derech eretz to tell your Rebbe that you forgot, because it's going to cause him embarrassment. So you have to say it in a way that will cause him to remember on his own. So he says that it could be that there's a difference between someone who's ill and someone who's not ill. If it's not a person who's muchzak as a bar sid, shein amabe tipa, that he's muchzak as someone who never forgets anything and he's not sick and everything, so then it would be a chutzpah to say that you forgot, because that would be embarrassing. But if it's a person who everyone knows that he's ill and that he's not not well anymore. So then you can remind him in a more direct way that he had forgotten, because hinting is not going to do it. He's not going to remember. He's not feeling well. He's not himself. So that's why Abaye is always the one that reminds Rav Yosef. So it could be that Abaye was a Talmud of Rav Yosef, but it was mutter for him to speak in such a way, because that was the only way that was actually going to work to remind him. So now going back to Shmuel's comment, Amar of Papa Amrisel Shmait Kamed Rav Yehuda Midaskarta, that we said in front of Rav Yehuda Midaskarta the following: Mikva lo kava mechashmal dineichashla. Good, a woman cannot be koveya a veses during the Yimei Ziva. What about being choshesh for a veses during the Yimei Ziva? Does she not have to be choshesh at all? Let's say it keeps happening. It's happened three times that she sees them during the Yimei Ziva. That's how Rashi understands that we're talking about it, that it's happened three times. She already has what would be a veses kavua that keeps happening during the Yimei Ziva. So do you not even have to be choshesh for it? Does Rashi mean dafka if it happens three times? The shaila is being normally, even if a woman sees them once at a certain time, you're choshesh the next month. That's why we observe vestos, right? A woman sees once on the 22nd of the month, and it never happened before on the 22nd. The next month, you're choshesh for day 22 of the month. Right, so even one time you're choshesh for a vesas sheina kavua. So it's a machlokas achronim. Is Rashi saying that they're dafka asking b'yimei zivasa, if it happens three times, maybe you should at least have to be choshesh, but with once, the fact that it's once and that it's only the Yimei Ziva, maybe you wouldn't have to be choshesh? Or maybe you say, no, stop, we always have to be choshesh for even a ves sheina kavua. So you can't have ves kavua, but maybe a ves sheina kavua at least. They have to be choshesh. So ishtik v'lam levlamidis. Rav Yehuda Midaskarta did not answer that question. So I'm Rav Papa. Nechzianan. Let's see if we can answer the question. Let's look into the sugya. Ha'isulamud al Yisrael yom chamisha asar. A woman is in the habit of seeing. She has a ves kavua to see on day 15. Vishinsul yom esrim. And then 1 month she sees on yom esrim. Zebza asurin. Then both day 15 and day 20 are both going to be asur b'kash chamisha. V'am Rav Yom Roshmo lo shanu ela tezvav. Litvilasa. That's only if it's on the 15th day from her tevila, sheinesu mushayim liriyasa, which is really day 22 from the last time she got her period. Vishinsel yom esrim v'shiva. And then what does it mean that she was mishana to day 20? It really means day 27 from her previous riya. Dechi hadvi va'asu esrim v'tarti kaim lo b'toch yimei zivasa. So when she goes back to seeing on day 22 that we're choshesh for that ves kavua, she's still during the yimei Ziva on day 22, because day 22 from the previous day 22 is only going to be 15 days after when she actually saw last. Meaning what happened? She was Mishana 1 month to see 27 days later. Now you're going to count 22 days from 5 days before that. So it'll be 17 days. From 5 days before that, when she was expecting to see. So you can count 22 days from 5 days before that. So it's only going to be 17 days after day 27. 17 days after day 27 when she saw, it's definitely going to be B'Yimei Ziva. Because day 27, 28, 39, 30, 31, 32 are her Yimei Nida, and then days 34 through 44 are going to be her Yimei. Are going to be her Yimei Ziva. So it's going to happen in her Yimei Ziva of Katani. And what does it still say? Zeviza Asurin, that she's Asur on day 22 and day 27, even though day 22 is during the Yimei Ziva. So you see that Rechoshesh for the Veses, even when it comes out during the Yimei Ziva. Meaning, over here, the case is she was Koveya the Veses during Yimei Nida. But we're being choshesh for it, meaning as it comes up again, the next cycle, it's going to be during Yimei Ziva, and we're still being choshesh for it. Rav Papa is assuming that when we're counting day 22, we count from when she expected to see last time, not when she actually saw last time. And that's how it ends up being in the Yimei Ziva, meaning she actually saw on day 27, she was 5 days late. But we're counting the 22 from when she was supposed to see, because we're assuming she would have remained in the same pattern. It's just that she had one break in the pattern, but we assume that she's going to return to that pattern. Nidu piskol me'asrim v'shiva menina, but her actual Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva are counted from when she actually saw Dam. So I'm later Rav Huna, Rav Yishol, Rav Papa, Mimai. How do you know that that's the case? Dilma Esrim Vitartin, Nami Esrim Shivim Aninan. Maybe when we're going to be Choshish for the Vesis of 22, it's 22 days later from when she actually saw it, not 22 days later from when we expected her to see. Dechiyadri Vasu Esrim Vitartin, Kamilu Betachim Enidusa. And then 22 days later from when she actually saw it is during the Yimei Nida. So that's not a raya that a woman is Choshish during the Yimei Ziva. So Rafuna adds, Vachinam Mistavra. And it's very Mistaver that if she has a Veskavor for 22 days, that you're not going to count those 22 days from when you thought she should have seen Dam. You're going to count those 22 days from when she actually last saw Dam. Because the Lotei Mahachi, Hai Tarnagolta, imagine you have a Tarnagolas, Derami Yoma, Vekavsha Yoma, Verami Yoma, Vekavsha Yoma, that it's in the habit of laying an egg every other day. Vekavsha Trey Yoma, Verami Yachad Yoma. And one time it was Mishana, and it went 2 days without laying an egg. Ki Hadra Nakta Kedil Kame Nakta, Kedimei Kare Nakta. When it goes back to laying an egg, do you expect it to go back based on the cheshbon of what it was, or based on the cheshbon of what it is? Meaning, if day one it laid an egg, day two it didn't, day three it laid an egg, day four it didn't, day five it all of a sudden changed its habit and did not lay an egg like you expected it to, and then day six it did lay an egg, what would your expectation be on day Shabbos? That it's going to go and lay another egg on day Shabbos after it just laid an egg on Friday? No, you'd expect that now it wasn't feeling well that day, something happened, now it's going to go back to every other day. So that's what, but every other day starting from where it saw, from where it laid an egg last. Al karcha kidil kamei nakta. That's always going to be your assumption. So hu adin by an isha, that if an isha was mishana vesta 1 month, okay, but you don't assume she's gonna see, if she always saw every 22 days, you don't assume that if she sees on day 27 that she's going to see 22 days after day 22. She's going to see day 22 days after day 27 when she goes back to her regular habit. So Amalei Rav Papa says, Ela hadam reish lakish, isha kovas leveses, that a woman could be kovea veses besoch yimei zivasa, ve'en isha kovas leveses besoch yimei nidusa, because you may need that she's becheskas mayana pasuach, so whatever she sees is just considered to be a hemshech of the previous ri'iyah. I mean, that's what he means. Obviously, if you may need to, so a woman could be koveya veses. He means to say, if she's already in nida, she can't be koveya veses when she sees further dam during the Yimei Nida. Meaning, imagine a woman starts becoming a Nida on day one. So she bleeds day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. So you're not going to assume that day four or day five or day six is a Veses. That's not the beginning of her Re'iyah. She's already Mayana Pasuach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Isha Kovas Veses B'toch Yimei Nidus. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He holds that even during the Yimei Nidus, a woman bled on Sunday, so she's automatically going to be Tameh through Shabbos. But if she bleeds again on Friday, that could count toward being Koveya Veses, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Say Echidami. What exactly is the case? Lav Kigon Dechazoi Reish Yarcha V'chamisha B'yarcha V'reish Yarcha V'chamisha B'yarcha. Isn't the case where she sees on Rosh Chodesh and then the fifth day of the month, and Rosh Chodesh and the fifth day of the month, V'asha Chazoi V'chamisha B'yarcha B'reish Yarcha Lo Chazoi, and then in the third month she doesn't see Rosh Chodesh, but she sees on the fifth day of the month. Does she now have a Veses Kavua for seeing on the fifth day of the month? The first two times she saw on the fifth day of the month, she was already in Nida anyway, because she had seen on the first day of that month. So that makes her in Nida for 7 days. So do you now assume that since the third time it happened, she didn't see on Rosh Chodesh, she only saw on Chamisha B'Yarcha, do you now assume that she's... That she's koveya veses for chamisha biyarcha? Isn't that the exact case that they're arguing about? V'ka'amar, and the Rabbi Yochanan said isha kovas leveses b'toch yimei nidusa. Sa'amu me'reish yarcha meninan. So you see that the third ri'iyah on the fifth day of the month we count as if it was a ri'iyah that was muflag from Rosh Chodesh, as if she saw on Rosh Chodesh itself. And it's considered to be b'toch yimei and it's b'toch yimei nidasa. So you see, like Rav Papa, that a woman counts the cheshbon of the yimei veses from the day she was expected to see, even if it didn't actually quite happen this time. So Amalei, lo, he said, no, hachi am Rav Yochanan. The case of Rabbi Yochanan is the following. She sees Rosh Chodesh, and then the Esrin v'chamisha b'yarcha v'reish yarcha, and then the 25th day of the month, and Rosh Chodesh, and the following Rosh Chodesh. So in such a case, Rabbi Yochanan holds she's kaveh avesa as furosh chodesh. Aye, but that third time that she saw dam, she was already betoch yimei nidusa because she had seen 5 days earlier. Now we assume that even though that third ri'iyah on Rosh Chodesh was during the yimei nida, still we say that the third time she happened, the dam showed up a little early on the 25th day of the previous month as well, because there just must have been a lot of dam that had to come out, so it just sort of like overflowed from her body. But her ikar ri'iyah was really Rosh Chodesh, and that's not a ri'iyah of a nida that's mayana pasuach. So you can't prove to Rav Papa that kedmei ikar naktinan, that you always assume that a woman is, that you do the cheshbonos of when you expected a woman to see and not when the woman actually saw. V'chein ki yasa Ravin v'kol nechuseyama, when Ravin and all those who went to Bavel came, amrua ki Ravuna b'rei Rav Shua. They explained, Rabbi Yochanan, like Ravuna b'rei Rav Yeshua, that it was Reish Yarcha, and then 25th day of the month, followed by Reish Yarcha. So you can't prove, according to Rav Papa, that kedmei ikar naktinan, because the last Re'iyah, where she was kovea the Veses, was b'yimei nida, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said that Anisha's kovea Veses b'toch yimei nida. So Adrian Lachmanos Kutim Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the fifth parak of Mishachas Nidah. Cool.